okay, okay. You know, you left. You thank you for saving us. But Dr. Pillai, you're a countrywide renowned expert on management. You know, you've been you've done something very wonderful in preserving Chanakya's legacy by translating him to the modern times. You are also, as I understand, the director of the Chanakya Institute of Public Leadership, and this is at Mumbai University. Absolutely. And you host a wide palette of clientele from the MNCs. And your wish, as I understand, is that management as an art needs to be practiced to perfection so as to reach the desired result. When I think of Chanakya, I think Chanakya is like the ultimate pragmatist. Okay? Like even when he talks about power, he's not trying to decorate it at first as if, achha, ye good power honi chahiye. He's like, power hai, dekh lo, saam naam dand bhed, thik hai? Ye charo forms hai. Uske baad tum decide karte raho, right? Like, he's very pragmatic in that way. And I think it is his pragmatic side that also took him to talk about politics and economics. Bade pragmatic subjects hote hain. But it's interesting ki uske jo roots the, they were very scientific, like metallurgy, right? And coinage, like stuff like that was also at his roots. He was studying natural sciences. And then there is also the abstract, which is philosophy.
Yes.
What is happening? Like, how's one man and how are these things connecting for him? You know?
Very, very beautiful question, sir. Because, you know, Chanakya can be defined as a polymath.
Right.
A polymath is a person who is an excellent specialist in multi-disciplines.
Mm.
So he knows various subjects. So he talks about the other world and he talks about this world also.
Mm.
So, you know, many people ask you, who is Chanakya? So many people say he's an economist. Somebody says he's a guru of leadership. He's a guru of political science. But not many people know that he was actually an alchemist also.
Mm.
He was a specialist in what we call as Rasayana Shastra or chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to make the coin. So think about it, that there are these rare masterminds who can be multidisciplinary at the same time.
Mm.
Remember one thing, having so many talents without the base of spirituality can be dangerous.
Mm.
Reason being that, you know, you have so many skills, you can destroy the world. Right. And Prakash, as you beautifully pointed out, you know, fine, it's all about power.
Mm.
Power, if not being used for the right purpose, for the service of the society, can become one of the biggest problems for the society.
Right. It'll decompose the society instead.
Absolutely. So powerful people can either become corrupt or powerful people can become great leaders.
Right. You know, there's that Seven Sins by Mahatma Gandhi where he says science without humanity and business without ethics. And I think it's one of the most beautifully done paradoxes of the modern times. It's like, yes, if you get too much power, you have to remember what the cost is.
Yes.
Right? Right. And I think that's what a kingmaker does it not? Ki main king bana bhi raha hu. Like, imagine that amount of power. I was always fascinated. Ek to king hai, chal theek hai. You're born into it. Then there is the kingmaker. Like, he masterminds the king.
And Chanakya's case, he creates multiple kings.
Mm.
Not many people know that it is not one teacher, one student. So kingmaker is not about Chandragupta Maurya. He created many kings. And of course, the class first was Chandragupta Maurya.
Hmm.
But it's like going into an IIM where everybody comes out as a CEO.
Right, right. And one of them goes on to start maybe like an Amazon, but like, I see. So he made many kings. He was teaching.
Absolutely. He was an acharya. And remember, a teacher will be very sad if he's only got one student.
Right.
So yes, he's a kingmaker of multiple kings.
Huh. Who else was on his roster of kings?
So, I'm not a historical person to understand this, but let me tell you, some of them who actually became kings were of smaller kingdoms.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, chief minister bhi bana diya, prime minister bhi bana diya. And, you know, you require both.
Right.
So, you know, you require somebody to manage states, somebody to administer the states or the kingdom. Mm. So, there are so many people. In fact, it is said about one of his friends called Amatya Rakshas.
Mm.
So Amatya Rakshas was a prime minister under Dhananand.
Hmm.
But he said, you know, you don't have to go away. You have to continue leading the kingdom along with Chandragupta Maurya. Hmm. So in one way, he's a kingmaker for even Amatya Rakshas.
Hmm.
So there are so many other students of his who want to, you know, become military leaders. Some of them become, you know, treasury heads. Right. So, you know, if somebody has studied and become a CFO, chief finance officer, or a CMO, chief marketing officer. All these are also kings or mini kings in their own way.
Hmm.
So just to tell you, Chanakya created kings in his own generation. But what is very important is that the books that he wrote inspired many kings after he died in future generations.
Hmm.
So kingmaker or a teacher's influence doesn't stop with one generation or one student. It continues forever. And look at it, 2021, we are all discussing about Chanakya strategies even today.
Right. Is there more people like Chanakya?
I say yes.
Yeah. More polymaths?
Many, many. In fact, you know, if you do a little bit of a Google search, the education system wants to come back to create polymaths. So there was a generation which created specialist. And then you're a doctor, then you're a doctor. Then in doctor also, you have to become an ENT specialist or a heart specialist or a brain specialist. They say, you know, that's not a very good system coming out. So nothing wrong in being specialist, but you also should know what's happening in the general world. So I think one of the major challenges education system is facing, and we are trying to correct it, is basically let's create people who are good at something, but also can do multiple things.
You think so that's happening?
It is happening, and it will happen because if you look at the national education policy in India or what's happening abroad also, they are saying that, you know, let's get into liberal arts. So what's liberal arts? And you can have a course where you can take one subject of economics, one of, you know, Bharatanatyam, one can be of astrology, and one can be of chemistry. Who stops you?
Right.
So I
know.
Say,
I'm pursuing a liberal arts education, so I know exactly what you're saying. It's beautiful. Absolutely. It's beautiful. It truly is like the essence of education.
Absolutely. And, you know, the student enjoys it, which is much more important rather than, you know, getting a certificate at the end of the course.
Right. There is something very like, you know, I was listening to you talk and there was something about documentation and you said towards the end of it, write your book, right? Like, write
yes.
Who's going to read is not your problem. And I love that. And I've had this book idea written down on my notes for some brief period that I ever get to type it out called Unwashed. And what I want to talk about with Unwashed is how to unwash yourself of the programming that is left, the residue that you carry out of school. Right, like the burdens that, you know, I feel like the fundamental idea of examinations is so perverse as it happens in real life. The fact that there is a right answer somewhere, remember it, paste it, and you will get rewards. And those rewards are, you can't even, in real life, it's very, very different. It's a lot of trial and error, taking the cost, and then asymmetry of success. One success, 99 failures. You know, that kind of stuff. And so the idea of that book being that I want to talk about how education system just sort of does not, where it fails to prepare us for real life. And I don't know, maybe I'm just very victimized in that sense. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just angry at how the education system took care of me. But like, I just fail to see, with a background like Chanakya in our culture, why do we have an education system that is so compartmentalized? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. In fact, that's a right question to ask. And I asked this question to myself. We had a legacy of a Guru Shishya Parampara. We had a legacy of great teachers, great students. And, you know, how come our country has become like this? So I would like to say, you know, two people to be blamed. One is the Britishers and second is the Indians.
Right.
So Britishers created a system, and I will not blame them totally, because that was a generation, you know, maybe when they were ruling.
Right.
And as Macaulay report says, you know, we need to change the education system.
Yeah.
So they changed it.
Yes.
But the question is that after 75 years of Indian independence, when the Britishers are gone, you can't keep blaming them.
Yes. Right.
So let us say that, you know, jaisa taali ek haath se nahi bajti, to Britishers chale gaye, lekin humne kya kiya? And let me tell you, instead of cursing the darkness, better light a candle.
Wow.
And you'll be surprised. I have done my little bit part of bringing back Chanakya into the education system, and believe me, it's working phenomenal.
Okay. Imagine if there is Dr. R.K. Pillai part 2 listening to this podcast, right? And he wants to pick up one historical figure that Dr. Pillai could not do himself, because Chanakya is just overwhelming. You know, there's so much. Where would you send them? Like, go to that figure, learn everything about him, and bring him back into the education.
So I would send him back to 4th century BC.
Uh-huh.
Where he would study at Takshashila under all the great Acharyas.
All the great Acharyas. Lovely. That is great. Takshashila was quite something else, right? Like the university concept being born.
Absolutely. And let me also tell you that the concept of a university during those days is not the concept of a university today.
How?
Yeah. So let me tell you, when you look at any university, how do you visualize it? So it's like, you know, so many classrooms and, you know, some buildings and libraries. No. That's not the concept of university. In the olden days, university was a collection of scholars. Okay. So what would happen is that generally there could be an infrastructure, no doubt about it. There could be some books. They were, you know, palm leaves during those days. But that is not what you call a university. A university is a collection of super brains from different disciplines. So there used to be something called a Shastrartha. It's a very interesting thing. What is it? So let's say there is one particular acharya or teacher who is a specialist in chemistry. Okay, so he'll be teaching chemistry in one subject, as we do in today's education system. And let's say somebody is a acharya of astrology, and somebody like Chanakya would be an acharya of political science. You know what they did? They came back together and they should debate and discuss. And the students used to attend that class. Unfortunately, today we have that one teacher and some students sitting over there. Today we have this concept called conferences where teachers come and do some presentation of papers. But imagine multidisciplinary teachers come used to discuss ideas and say what is the subject required to be taught to the society, not just by students. So simplifying it, during those days it was heavy debates and discussions and then taking a class to the students, and they were very rich and they were documented. So if you study Indian scriptures, believe me, everything is documented where the debates and discussions brought out a rich scientific research. One of the examples is Kautilya's Arthashastra.
So like this is this understanding that sort of Socrates also has, no, that like wisdom should be conversational, that it has to be dialectical rather than discursive, where it's going from, and I've always found that to be the case, because absolutely idea samajhna bada mushkil hota hai, but kisi aur ke idea ke relative koi aur idea samajhna is easier, right? Isn't that not the case?
Absolutely. It is synergetic in thought process. Hmm. 1 + 1 is greater than 2. So if you have an idea, I have an idea, together we have a better idea.
Right. But it's, please, sorry.
Yeah, and imagine, a group of 10, 15 experts debate and discussing.
Hmm.
Please understand, it is very democratic in nature. It is not you versus me. Hmm. It is you and me.
Hmm. Right. That's what I mean. Like, you gave me a very interesting thing to think about. Abhi tak main sochta tha, education system needs to be changed for students as an, output outcome. But also for teachers, if you put them in conversation, if you take out whatever, because I've seen Western Academia closely and I sort of know what the flaws might be. There is a lot of insulation that sort of happens. It's a lot of echo chambers that sort of form around people. And this is a very good technique to sort of break that boundary and then continue pursuing higher thought, truth, whatever might be. That's super interesting. And how else, like, how else was Takshila different in that way? Like, abhi kya hai, hum log jaate hain class mein, exam likhte hain, wait karte hain ki kya result hai, aur fir wo hame kisi job ki direction mein propel karega. Hamara education ka concept ek funnel hai. Tab kaise tha?
So, not only Takshashila,
haan.
There are many universities like Nalanda, Vikramashila, so many, okay?
Right.
So, how were they different? First of all, you had to go to a particular Gurukul for a long period of time. So, it's like definitely what we call boarding school.
Right.
So it cannot be like a daily college going and coming back. Most of the colleges in India, you can go and come back.
Mm.
And in a Gurukul, there used to be an ecosystem, for 12 to 14 years, depending on the kind of a curriculum they had. And interestingly, the Acharya, what we call a teacher, has to be a charati, the one who practices what he preaches.
Mm.
So he has to be a subject matter expert.
Mm.
Okay, the first thing, you cannot just teach theoretically. So, you got some degree and you're teaching that. No. You have to be doing it yourself.
Mm.
And the students used to be watching the teacher's behavior.
Mm.
His achara. He cannot be a person who is, teaching something on the lecture platform and practicing something else. So the character mattered a lot.
Right.
The teachers were role models.
Mm.
The second thing, they used to teach them two things. And it is called paravidya and aparavidya. Paravidya means worldly knowledge.
Hmm.
So that's where we have subject matter experts who will teach you a subject that will help you to actually get a living.
Hmm.
So, if I learn something, a trade or a commerce, I need to make a living. But that is paravidya, worldly knowledge. But along with that, they also teach aparavidya, that is spirituality.
Hmm.
And therefore, the students were really prepared what to do post-retirement also. Our education system teaches you how to make a career. They don't teach you what to do after the career ends.
Mm, that's a very interesting point, sir.
So we are preparing engineers, doctors, or whichever discipline to get an earning. But, there comes a point in time where earning doesn't matter. Happiness matters. Spirituality matters.
Right.
And today we have seen, the young generation and many of them retiring by 40, 45 because the financial needs are done. But they're not going to be dying very soon. So imagine somebody who has done his financials at 45 and is going to die at 90.
Yeah, that's half his life.
45 years of total, directionless life.
Right.
So our education system in the olden days used to plan you for not a career, but actually make a successful life, not career planning, but life planning.
I wonder. I'm sure there is a way to examine, say, what Chanakya was saying and this, that. And part of the examination is ki kya badhiya Magad kingdom went on beautifully for so long and so long. Were there any documented failures that his strategy had? Like, do we know what he learned from?
Yeah, so I would not say failures, but I would say with every generation, many things become irrelevant. So, agar main aapko a version 1 ka mobile de do and today you're using version 10, you say, you know, it's a failure. It's not a failure, it's evolved. So, what is happening? We need to always update and upgrade our knowledge and skills. So, I would say if you go back to Arthashastra or Chanakya, he wrote that particular book depending on what is the requirement of his generation. But, you know, after a few generations, you know, a lot of ideas may become irrelevant. I'll give you a simple example. During those days, you know, it was very clearly typically one monarch. Okay, but today we can have multiple monarchs or multiple kings. Very important thing is that during those days, you know, according to Arthashastra, there were 18 government departments. Okay, or ministries, what we call it. But today, 18 is a very small number. Looking at the size of a country like India, you may have new ministries. So, IT ministry was not there. Or we have a water ministry. So, think about it. So, what I would say is that, you know, the failure is not the question, but, you know, is it relevant is the question. So, you know, there are a lot of social experiments that Chanakya and his other acharyas did. And that's very, very important to know. They were doing social experiments. What is the meaning of social experiments? That you take the society as a laboratory, you put certain ideas and experiment. Like I'll give you one of the greatest social experiments that he did was woman empowerment. Okay. And he guaranteed that every single woman of the society will be earning member, including the Rani and the Rajamata. No
How
other so,
and why?
Culture in the
That's
world.
So
yes. That's very, very important. And today we are talking about woman empowerment. You know, you'd be surprised. Arthashastra talks about every single lady of that particular kingdom actually having an earning source of income. Can you believe that?
And how that did he plan actually, that?
Yeah, that's a very important question over here. So one is basically your skill and what you call your nature, which is called swadharma. I can't teach you something and say, no, you'll have to make a learning, but you don't like it. So your nature may be actually something different from what the skill you have. For example, by nature, I would like to be a photographer, but according to skill, I'm a medical doctor. Then, you know, I'll be actually practicing that medical profession, not because I love it, because I'm qualified and somebody pays me a few thousands of rupees.
Right.
But actually, whenever I get a free time, I will take that big camera and go for bird watching.
Right. Yes.
So what is very important to know that Chanakya actually made sure that everybody is getting an income or an earning based on what we call as swadharma. What is swadharma? So, you know, we have to understand that every single person who is born on this particular planet is unique. So you are unique, I am unique, everybody is unique. So why do you want everybody to be put into one box? Can't we have multiple people with multiple revenues? That's a good thing. So what he did, since I was talking about woman empowerment, he said there'll be some people at the lower strata of the society. Okay, they may not be very rich, they may not be too intelligent, but doesn't matter. Okay. They can work in a factory or they can work from home. By the way, work from home was a concept in Arthashastra. Okay. So one of the industries that Chanakya worked on was actually tel industry. And for thousands of years, we have been the cotton producing capital of the world. Cotton producing capital of the world. So what he did, what we call today as a legit papad model.
Right.
So suppose you can't go out of the house, but there's an actual factory set up by Chanakya. Okay, you can actually work from home, maybe do something and you'll get daily wage paid for it. So the lowest strata of the society will also earn.
Right.
And think about the highest woman in the society. There are two of them Chanakya speaks about. One is the Rajamata, the king's mother, and the Maharani, the wife. He actually solved the Sasbahu problem also. Now, can you believe it? That even though you are a king, you are actually getting paid equal to the woman.
Right.
So the Rajamata and the Rajapatni will also get the same amount of salary which the king will get. Think about it. Isn't that woman empowerment? That the number one and the last woman of the society is also earning. Because remember one thing. Women want love, care. Okay, be it a mother, a sister, a daughter. They want love, care, safety. Please understand, they also require money. If you really respect the females in your family, make sure you empower them economically. You know, I've seen a lot of, you know, highly educated women, they are frustrated, not because you don't have money. Okay, so I've seen rich women, I don't want to sit at home. And I want that extra money because that gives me confidence.
Right.
So this is one of the biggest social experiments that Chanakya did. And that's why we were the Sone Ki Chidiya, or the, you know, the richest part of the world. So think about it, that every single person has been financially empowered, which actually makes it one of the most powerful and wealthiest nations of the world.
Sir, the way I think about it is, if India, our society, whatever we have, like, right, if that has to go forward in any way, if that has to solve any problems in the world, if that has to move ahead in any form or shape, it has to get 100% of the processing power online. What will we do if 50% of the processing power is at home? We need all these smart people on the game. We need to go forward together, right? And so, like, it's a question of just natural demographics for me. Why don't we move forward by taking everybody along? Why are we leaving some people behind? We can do so much better, right? And time and again, all of us experience this, at least now. Girls do so much better at school than boys. They have so many mannerisms that, you know, generally you'll find girl topper, classmate, right? Because they're organized, they're committed to that. We are leaving all of that behind because of stigma, because of this, because of that. Not worth it, in my view. Not worth it. Right? But, you know, you said, you spoke about irrelevance and how that sort of sinks in to ideas particularly. And I've always wondered, every time I've gone into history to look at a character and figure out, you know, they say history repeats. So you need to get the form and structure of how things happened in the past. Haan, matlab, substance change ho jata hai. But shape or architecture thoda historically repetitive rehta hai. And I've always wondered, kitna kuch hai jo irrelevant ho jata hai. और अगर इररेलेवेंट हो जाता है तो उसको सेफली अपडेट करने का प्रोसेस क्या है? आप समझ रहे हो? लाइक यू नो, यू टेक चाणक्य एंड देयर इज ऑल दिस स्टफ ही सेइंग, सम ऑफ इट इज गोइंग टू बी वेरी अगेंस्ट से कॉमन मोरालिटी दीज डेज, राइट? और कॉमन मोरालिटी के अगेंस्ट भी नहीं है तो हो सकता है कि वो अब इतना प्रैक्टिकल, प्रैग्मेटिक, एप्लीकेबल ना हो हमारे मॉडर्न कॉन्टेक्स्ट में.
जी.
तब उस केस में उसे कैसे अपडेट किया जाए और कैसे डिस्कार्ड किया जाए जो, वो जो यूजफुल नहीं है.
In fact, मेरे जो spiritual guru है स्वामी चिन्मयानंद जी, he founded the Chinmaya Mission worldwide. So he used to say, every generation has got two responsibilities. One is to carry forward the knowledge of the past. Okay? And the second responsibility is to discard which is not relevant. So in India has got such a history of great literature. When you read many of them, you say, wow. Like Arthashastra in my case, you know, carry forward some of the wisdom, the knowledge, the principles. But remember one thing, don't get stuck in the past. There are a lot of things which are not relevant today.
Right.
Okay. So we need to say, you know, for example, in every society across the world, there are some bad social practices also.
Right.
You cannot glorify, you know, Bharat mein aisa tha. Are sab kuch sahi bhi nahi tha na.
Right.
So what is good, carry forward. What is irrelevant, discard it. And every generation has to do. So what is very important to know is that what we call as an annual audit, you know, in companies we have, you know, this stock taking. So, you know, after 1 year you decide, achha, these are the good and the bad things. Let's do corrective measures and take it forward. So I think there has to be a generation audit from time to time. So every generation has to sit down and say, listen, listen, papa, mummy, dada, dadi, we love you. We respect you. But you know what? Our generation is different. So let's have a discussion.
Right.
Let's do an audit of where the society is going.
Huh.
And then your generation, especially the young generation, has to take a call where they want to take the generation forward. Because the old people can give wisdom, but old people are irrelevant after a point of time. So take the wisdom from the old people. Okay. But youth has to sit down and decide, theek hai, you know, great. But you know, my generation has to decide what our future is over the next 50, 60 years. So what is very important is that it is a very dynamic process. It cannot be said, you know, only this works. Like, for example, the current generation's challenges are so different from the generation challenges of my parents. You know, for them, it was roti, kapda, makan. I think those particular concepts are over. And the world has already become flat. You know, your generation has got the advantage of technology, real-time, you know, information. You can do research with just one mobile phone. So the thing is that, are you building on this advantage or are you just going to go back? So I think what is important to do, a generation audit from time to time, and decide the course of action to the future that the youth wants. Youth has to decide the future of their generation. The old people cannot. They can give guidance, they can give wisdom, but the future youth only can decide. So I think let's do a generation audit. But India is a very strange country. Its future depends on the past. India's future depends on the past. In fact, I go to the extent of telling the world's future depends on India's wisdom of the past. And look at yoga being one of the examples. Look at Ayurveda. You know, they're saying that there's so much wisdom. And I would very proudly say, even though originated in India, the wisdom of India is universal. So my question is that are all of you, and you are such a big influencer, you know, sit down and debate and say, ki humko kaun si duniya mein jeena hai? Humko kaun si duniya mein aage jaake marna hai? You always have to leave a world better than that you found it. Right. And again, quoting Swami Chinmayanandji, he said, what you have is God's gift to you, and what you do with what you have is your gift to God.
Very
interesting. So change the world positively based on the experience of the past.
Right, right. Because, you know, at some point, Dr. Pillai, I'd like to go about doing a lot of research, being an expert in one domain to the point where I can hold its pieces in my hand and then hand it over to whoever else can take anything from it and, you know, take it forward. It's almost like you said, lighting a candle. And then us candle ki mashal bana ke logo ko bolo ki jao roshni phailao, right? Main bada personal ho jata hun ideas ko leke. I'm very fond of, for some reason, I've just always been like that. And mere liye na, like, it's a monumental task, researching somebody to the point where you're an expert about it. Right? Ek maine book padhi thi bahut pehle, I think Ashwin Sanghi ki book thi. About this guy who falls in love with Chanakya until he finds like something that... Aur wo matlab thodi mytho-fiction aur us sense mein thi book, but it's like there is a guy wo library mein baith ke Chanakya ke baare mein saari kitabe padh raha hai. Aapka bhi, like, was your past like this? Were you reading like a lot of books about Chanakya? How was your journey like, you know, in terms of understanding Chanakya and its core, its essence?
So the beautiful part, Prakashar, is that my journey is not yet over.
No, of course not. By no means of imagination, sir. You are right in the middle. You're peaking right now.
Absolutely. Abhi toh mera takeoff point shuru hua.
Shuru hua hai, ha. But how did it start? How long ago did it start?
So I've been in the journey for the last 21 years. Okay, so it's been quite fortunate for me that I have great parents, great teachers who encourage me to read a lot. Okay, so I've been a very active reader. I have a collection of more than 7,000 books. Okay, and you know, reading has been my one of the biggest passion and hobby that my parents gave to me. My parents never told me, you know, not to buy a book because there is no money and all those things. And fortunately, with time, I kept collecting Chanakya books from a lot of places, reading so many versions of Chanakya Niti, Arthashastra. So when you keep doing something over a long period of time, it becomes a part of your personality.
Right.
And believe me, you know, as Swami Vivekananda put it very nicely, take a one idea and give your whole life to it. That is the route to success. And to be very frank, mujhe Chanakya chhodke kuch samajh mein nahi aata. Lekin Chanakya samajh mein aata hai, toh sab kuch samajh mein aata hai.
Right.
So, you know, I've been reading a lot. I do a lot of research. And the good news is that, you know, Professor, that it's so happening that a lot of people are now writing on Chanakya. Okay, so of course, I've written 17 books and all those things. And it's a good thing, you know. Because when a revolution happens, it can't be with one person. So I can see a lot of, you know, colleges, schools, universities saying, you know, let's have a Chanakya course, let's have an Arthashastra course. And they're also writing books, they're also speaking on it. So I think we are at a very interesting point where, you know, I used to feel very sad, you know, that Chanakya and Arthashastra is not even known to our generation.
Right.
Except for some scholarly community. My role has been that, you know, if it is in the libraries, it should be a discussion even on the sports field. And also in the boardrooms. So, you know, my contribution was to simplify Chanakya the way a child can also understand. Imagine writing a book called Chatur Chanakya, a character where we are saying that, you know, Anvikshiki is important for even a child. So coming back, you know, my journey has been reading a lot, but not just reading, but also applying in my own life. Okay, so, you know, I have experimented it on myself. I experimented with hundreds of companies. I've experimented in so many educational courses. In fact, we work with the Indian Armed Forces also. So you'd be surprised that this Chanakya wisdom is being accepted and practically applied, even in spiritual organizations, in NGOs, in political parties. So, you know, so I've been very fortunate that kitabon se leke, reality tak, pura journey ho gaya. Now the thing is that all that we have got from this experimentation, we are carrying it forward in the form of actually making others also read, write, and experiment at their level.
सो वट इट इज लाइक इज लाइक जैसे अगर आप ये मिलिट्री में या एमएनसी में वेन एवर यू देयर वट यू डूइंग इज यूर ऑफरिंग प्रिंसिपल्स फ्रॉम चाणक्य एंड आस्किंग पीपल टू एक्सपेरिमेंट अलॉन्ग दोस प्रिंसिपल्स
एब्सोल्युटली सो आई विल गिव यू एन एग्जांपल
या प्लीज आई वाज गोइंग टू आस्क
सो वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम्स नाउ दिस जनरेशन ऑफ इंडियंस आर फेसिंग इज कॉल्ड सक्सेशन प्लानिंग ओके So, you know, look at 1947, all the economic models were crushed by Britishers. We became job seekers. Okay, actually, we were a country of entrepreneurs.
Hmm.
The biggest industries were destroyed. The shipping industry, we were the kings of the world. Okay, that got destroyed. Surat was almost like the financial capital that was destroyed. So I think the entrepreneurial, the quality in our blood was actually lost.
Hmm.
So from 1947, what happened is that, slowly some communities started building up businesses. And today is a generation of total entrepreneurs. In fact, you are an entrepreneur. I am an entrepreneur. Today, people don't want jobs. They want to think and work on ideas.
Right.
Actually, that's an Indian DNA. Right. Indians want to work on ideas, not for money.
Hmm.
Okay. And if you work on what you're good at, you'll definitely get money. Coming back to the point that you asked, what happened is that, I saw this, maybe 25, 30 years ago, this whole business acumen started in many Indians. So we have the Infosys and we have the Wipros and so many companies. Now, what is happening today? We are seeing that the companies which are 25 years and above, those companies have a major problem. Who is going to run the company after me?
Hmm.
Okay, So what is happening is if you look at Tata's, of course, they have perfected in 150 years and all those things. But what about this new age company that started 25, 30 years ago? And many companies are either getting acquired by somebody else, what we call mergers and acquisitions, or sold off, or they don't know mera beta ya koi capable person hai kya nahi hai. Now, this is a common problem in thousands of companies in India. And what do? We come there and say, listen, now you already done it, 0 to 25 years ka journey ho chuka hai. But 25 to 50 years ka journey, then what do? We actually help them with succession planning based on Chanakya's principles. For example, a Yuvaraj has to become a Raja. Okay? But remember one thing, just because you are born under a king's family doesn't guarantee that you can be a great Raja. So that's a training of a Yuvaraj. So what we do with hundreds of companies, we actually work with the promoter and the children of the promoters. And you'd be surprised to know, we tell them, shayad aapka beta ya beti laiki ka bhi nahi hai. Well, what do you mean? Yeah, because many times there is a misconception in India, just because you're born in a family, you are capable. No, birth doesn't guarantee. You need to have the qualities of leadership to continue it forward. And many times this particular, it's a very emotional kind of a situation where you say, mera beta sambhalega. बेटा केपेबल है तो संभालना ही चाहिए बट ट्रेनिंग भी देना चाहिए और अगर वो केपेबल नहीं है तो कंपनी को बेचो मत मेबी वन ऑफ दोस एम्प्लॉइज हुज गॉट दैट स्किल हैज टू बी अपग्रेडेड लुक एट द टाटा ग्रुप ऑफ कंपनीज सो इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी दैट एवरी पर्टिकुलर प्रमोटर और द हाईएस्ट शेयर होल्डर बिकम्स अ चेयरमैन वी हैव सीन दिस गुड लीडरशिप क्वालिटीज सो कमिंग बैक वी ऑल्सो हेल्प कंपनीज टू इवन सेलेक्शन ऑफ मैनेजर्स इन द अर्थशास्त्र दिस इज चैप्टर कॉल्ड अमात्य उत्पत्ति or mantri uppatti. So king should have good ministers. So how do you test? How do you actually do the whole exercise of the right selection? Because minister is not a small person. He's working with the number one person. So we actually help, we do experiments. It will be very fortunate. We are also taking a lot of Indian companies global. That is very important. There is a concept called as Vijig issue. Indians always were world leaders. And there is a process to it, by the way. It is not theoretical. Okay, and the concept and the process is called becoming a Vijig issue, world conqueror. Vijig issue.
Vijig issue.
So exactly, even I never heard about this 20 years ago.
Right.
Indians always believed in being number one in every field. But nobody knows it. It's all there. So what we do is that, let's say you're going to play cricket, you better win the World Cup. If you're going to play tennis, better go and win Olympics gold medal. And if you're thinking anything mediocre, it's not worth it. So we are taking young companies to actually get listed in New York Stock Exchange.
Using Chanakya's so principles.
Absolutely, 100% Chanakya's principles. Like so we don't say, don't.
That's so fascinating. Like what are, ek principle batao mereko, taki mere imagination thodi khule us direction mein.
So main aapko batata hun, hum log startups ki baat kar rahe the, we are working with a very interesting startup. And we tell them very clearly, don't become an Indian global company. So pehle Indian ho jao, baad mein global ho jao. Think about a global Indian company. So why can't you actually think world number one? So Chanakya believed that if you want to be a leader, don't be an ordinary leader. Become a Vijig issue. So the the concept is ulta. For example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 ke baare mein socho, the remaining steps will be taken care. So as Stephen Covey says, you know, begin with the end in the mind.
Yeah.
And one principle, this is what you ask for, that we always give all of our, you know, clients and whatever we call with the business group, we say, don't think big. Don't think big, think biggest. Bada mat socho, sabse bada socho. So not even number two. So bada sochne mein to koi badi baat nahi hai. Ye matlab, sabse bada sochna.
Ye ki matlab main aim for the stars and reach the moon wala idea hai. Ki
matlab, no. Why compromise? Ye
why
bhi
compromise? Matlab jana hai to jana hai.
No, second option hi nahi hai.
Haan.
You only will go to win the gold, not even silver. Somebody put it very nicely. You never win a silver medal. You actually lose a gold medal. Nothing. Bus number one in that field. Number two, then you not understood Chanakya.
Right. Have you written an Arthashastra translation also?
In fact, that's what all of my students tell me, you know. So that's something that I have to start my work on.
Right. But if somebody had to read, say, Chanakya's Arthashastra, aap kaun sa edition, kaun sa author, like aapki kya preference hai?
बहुत सारे हैं इनफैक्ट देयर आर लॉट ऑफ पीपल आल्सो अक्रॉस द ग्लोब राइटिंग ट्रांसलेशन सो द फर्स्ट वन व्हिच वाज ट्रांसलेटेड फ्रॉम संस्कृत टू इंग्लिश वाज श्यामा शास्त्री इन 1905 मैसूर यूनिवर्सिटी देन देयर हैज बीन गणपति शास्त्री इन मलयालम लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स इन मॉडर्न डे पैट्रिक ऑलिवर इज देयर बट माय फेवरेट ओके इज आरपी कांगले 1960 इट वाज पब्लिश्ड बाय द यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ मुंबई
Huh.
And you know, it's very simple to understand, but very profound also.
Hmm.
So I would say read anything as long as it's very well researched, scholarly. There is one L. Rangarajan also, but my personal preference, which I use as a textbook in the university, is R.P. Kangle. And easily available if you can just Google and search. It's so the Sanskrit translated into English, and R.P. Kangle also translated that into Marathi because he was from Mumbai, Maharashtra.
Right.
So if you want to get the best book, my suggestion and my recommendation is R.P. Kangle.
R.P. Kangle. And we'll find it on Amazon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I will link that because I'm sure a lot of people are going to get very interested in Chanakya. That's very interesting. What is the latest book you've been working on?
So in the pandemic, I have actually written 4 new books.
Wait, in this one pandemic or like the last pandemic? One pandemic, huh?
One pandemic. Right.
Very interesting. What are those books?
So one is Chanakya and the Art of Winning.
Huh?
So that's another one. So I've written a lot of books. So that is something going to come up. Then, of course, the 100 most important sutras of Arthashastra. So, you know,
most important sutras.
You say, you know, 100 best ideas of Chanakya.
Right.
Of course, Chatur Chanakya part 2.
Right.
So that's my thing. And of course, I'm working on an audiobook also.
With Audible? Or are you just recording?
With Audible.
With one of your books, you are recording as an audiobook.
Yes, and they're original content, okay? It's not a physical book into audio. It's original audio.
Oh, acha, original audio hi hai wo.
Yes. So like that may come out in a book form, but first it's going to be an audio form.
Right. Aapne kabhi socha nahi podcast mein kar dun wo? Like you just take a podcast and record the whole thing.
Bilkul, wo ho hi raha hai. So a lot of people are actually doing it on their own or it's available. Because listening is the way forward now.
It is so much easier. Just generally so much easier. Right?
Absolutely.
Aap sunte ho podcast wagera?
Bilkul. That's the way forward.
Right.
In fact, you'll be surprised, Bakar, that we are actually going back to the olden days.
How?
It is said, basically, the way of knowledge in the olden days was Shravana, listening. So even if you did not know to read and write, that was fine. But if you are born deaf, then you are unlucky. Because only through listening, you actually get knowledge. Reading is also a source, viewing is also a source. But the human brain actually understands by listening. So there are a lot of people who were illiterates, but they were having wisdom because they could listen properly. So actually listening is number one skill for learning. And we're coming back. So podcast is one of the ways of actually making people listen.
Right.
And you'll be seeing that, you know, viewing or listening, if you compare karoge, to listeners are more than viewers.
Right. I understand. No, that's true. In fact, even with podcasting, na, matlab, jo ek feeling hai, चलते हुए गाड़ी चलाते हुए कुछ किसी चीज में फिजिकली इन्वॉल्व होते हुए सुनने की ना इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ ट्रांस स्टेट मतलब मेरे को तो आई पर्सनली लव पॉडकास्ट सो मच दैट आई एंडेड अप स्टार्टिंग वन आई वाज लाइक कि दिस इज सच अ नेचुरल थिंग कितनी अच्छे से समझ में आता है आइडियाज गेट लेड आउट प्रॉपरली यू कैन हैव लाइक अ बैक एंड फोर्थ सो ऑन एंड सो ऑन यू नो एंड आई एम वेरी इंटरेस्टेड इन चाणक्य एट दिस पॉइंट लाइक आई एम इंटरेस्टेड ये प्रैग्मेटिक फिलोसफर हमारे यहाँ फिलोसफर्स वर्न वेरी क्लासिफाइड इन दैट वे है ना अक्रॉस द रेंज बात कर रहे थे सो इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू पिन पॉइंट एंड बी लाइक अच्छा इसका ये थॉट था क्योंकि उसके इतने सारे थॉट थे राइट बट आई ऑलवेज सी चाणक्य एज लाइक अ वेरी प्रैग्मेटिक गाय समबडी हू फिगर्ड आउट पॉलिटिक्स व्हाइल ही फिगर्ड आउट नेचुरल साइंसेज एंड दैट गेट्स मी वेरी इंटरेस्टेड आई हैव नो मोर क्वेश्चंस डू यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस फॉर मी
ऑफ कोर्स टेल मी व्हाट इज द यूथ एस्पेशली योर फॉलोअर्स थिंकिंग
See, I'll tell you, one of the biggest questions that people who I address have is how do we choose our careers? Because you are right, हम ना वो post रोटी कपड़ा मकान age में रह रहे हैं आप समझ रहे हो अब क्या है कि एक वो रोटी कपड़े मकान का pressure थोड़ा सा off हो गया but डर अभी बाकी है और future में क्या है उसके लिए कोई खास तैयारी नहीं है That breeds a confusion 12th grade के बाद college के बाद कि मेरे को अब समझ नहीं आ रहा कि मैं अपना career choose कैसे करूं And I saw आपका जवाब इस सिलसिले में ये था कि अपने आप से पूछो what you're good at और भी तीन चार तरीके के मॉडल ऐसे एग्जिस्ट करते हैं बट अगर आप एक कोई इस पे कोई बात इफ यू हैड अ सॉल्यूशन सजेशन फॉर दैट आईड बी वेरी हैप्पी टू सी व्हाट यू हैव टू से बट दैट इज वन ऑफ दोज थिंग्स इन वेरिएबली दैट पीपल गो थ्रू द अदर एंड ये मेरा इंटरेस्ट था विद राइटिंग दैट बुक अबाउट स्कूल एजुकेशन इज अ लैक ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस और वो ना मतलब हमारी अपब्रिंगिंग में एक जो हैपहैजर्ड स्कूल सिस्टम है और मैं स्कूल सिस्टम की बात सिर्फ टीचर टू स्टूडेंट नहीं स्टूडेंट टू स्टूडेंट इंटरेक्शन भी ऐसा हो जाता है इन द लैक ऑफ लाइक अवेयरनेस इतने स्टूडेंट्स इतनी टीचर्स कि एक प्रॉपर जनरेशन डरी हुई है मेरे लिए फियर इज अ वेरी बिग मोटिव आदमी अपने आप को इतनी चीजों से खुद को इंटरेक्ट करने से रोकता है बिकॉज देयर इज सटल फियर एंड यू नो लाइक यू वर सेइंग इन वन ऑफ योर टॉक्स सटल जितने सटल हो गए उतने ज्यादा डीपर हो गए इन योर एंड दीज सटल फियर्स पीपल डोंट इवन नो हाउ टू नोटिस My end into spirituality is always you need to get spiritual or you need to have sort of a time with yourself, this emptiness with yourself, ताकि तुम देख सको कि भाई किस चीज से तुम्हें डर लगता है and then you can liberate yourself from your own self, then you are free, then you are not bound. तो as far as the youth is concerned, I think ये दो मेरे लिए immediate problems हैं. People figuring out what they want and fear.
In fact, I am so happy that आपने ये point को address किया. So I can give one or two insights.
Please.
Is it okay?
Yes. अरे, is it okay? That is what we're here for, हाँ.
See, because you yourself are such an accomplished person.
अरे sir, आप क्या बोल रहे हो? Like, I am now at this point, I'm embarrassed. But thank you.
So let me at least give you one of the insights. You know, the career that we are talking about, and I also come across so many students. You know, there are multiple choices. And unfortunately, the parents can't guide them.
Yes.
Because they lived in a very straight line where, you know, ye padhai karna hai, ye job karna hai, fir shaadi, and then your life is done. So it's a very linear model.
Hmm.
And as you rightly pointed out, you know, this generation, apart from the roti kapda makan not being a problem, has got a problem of too many opportunities.
Hmm.
So I'll tell you what the solution, how do you choose your career, what you're good at. So I'll tell you one simple thing. Every person can actually have multiple careers.
Hmm.
So why do you want to have one career? Like, for example, I'm an author and I'm India's number one business author. So that's one career for me. And I can write 4 books. Why not?
Right.
That doesn't stop me of only being a full-time author.
Mm.
So I can run a business. I can run a business academy. I can actually run a university program. Mm. And actually, I can spend a lot of time with my family as well.
Mm.
So the first solution is that don't look at only one career. Look at probably multiple careers depending on what you're good at.
Mm.
Second, very, very important. Have a lot of mentors from multiple disciplines.
Mm.
So what is happening is that, you know, whenever you have a problem, whom do you speak to? Mm. So somebody who will guide you in your career has to be somebody who's more mature than you. Mm. So when I have an academic problem, you know, ye university mein kaise karna, I have my mentors, Dr. Shubhda Joshi, Madam, Dr. Gangadharan Nair. So they're all academicians. But it doesn't stop me there. Suppose authors, I have these friends of mine, you know, this great people like Ruskin Bond and people like that, you know. So they are like people who help me. Sudha Murthy is one of my, you know, direct mentors.
Mm.
So you have these mentors in this field. The third one is, let's say, how to run business.
Mm.
Okay. I can have multiple mentors there also.
Right.
So I go to people and say, okay, main jyada nahi kamata. Aap bataiye na kaise jyada kamana hai.
Right.
So number one thing, don't think about one career. That's the way your parent generation are trained.
Mm.
How about having multiple careers with multiple mentors in each of the field?
Right.
Remember one thing, the simple formula from age of 20 to 25, please experiment with multiple careers.
Bilkul. I bilkul certify this advice, sir. Huh.
Yeah. Toh kya ho jayega? Abhi aapne ye padhai kiya, toh aapko yehi karna padega. Not necessary. Keep experimenting. But 25 ke baad thoda serious ho jayega.
Hmm.
You know, and if you want to still experiment, maximum 30.
Hmm. Hmm.
Okay. it is not only a social pressure, it's also biological. When we start aging, a body also slows down a little bit. So I think 20 to 25, just go around there, har ball pe chakka maro, and you know, different fields mein jaake khelo. So don't worry about it. Just tell your parents, you know, please take it cool, okay?
Hmm.
I'll do something in my life. I have seen people started earning money by just experimenting, maybe a show or something like that.
Right.
But after 25 years, somewhere it's very important to start focusing on that one field, which will be a core field.
Right.
Okay, for example, at the age of 27, I was fortunate to actually narrow it down to Chanakya.
Right.
Okay, then give your life to it.
Right.
Then don't go back. So what I'm saying, it's an 80-20 concept. So, you know, focus on one thing, just go for it. The other thing also, you can keep experimenting. Who says that you have to have only one career?
Right.
So the answer about, you know, career choices is that, you know, you can have beautiful multiple career choices. But remember one thing, have mentors in all the fields.
Sir, but I was very impressed by Eklavya's story when I was little. And I realized कि यार मतलब मेरे को बचपन में 4 or 5 my father told me that story and I remember it क्योंकि मैं अभी अपने एक दोस्त को बता रहा था. आप अगर एकलव्य माइंडसेट में चले जाओ ना, आप कुछ भी सीख सकते हो. आपको बस गुरु द्रोण की मूर्ति बनानी है और इंटरनेट में मूर्ति भी नहीं, चलते फिरते गुरु द्रोण मिल जाएंगे जिस डायरेक्शन में चाहिए. ठीक है, फिर बन जाओ तुम अर्जुन से भी बढ़िया बन जाओगे. राइट. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू लर्न ना, तो सिर्फ इच्छा मांगती है. और ये चीज एकलव्य की स्टोरी से 100% क्लियर है. All you need is the desire to learn and you will find a way. And my focus is always on the learning part because eventually 99% of the time is spent in the process. Wo 1% yes. time outcome aur wo outcome bhi aage chala jata hai. If you enjoy the process, you are guaranteed at least happiness. Success to aayegi hi aayegi fir. Wo ek second order consequence hai, but you are at least guaranteed satisfaction. I have one more question that I'm just reminded of right now. What do you have to say about ये जो 12th के boards cancel हुए हैं? If you were to give a piece of advice to 12th graders, जिनके अभी board cancel हुए, उन्हें पता नहीं, their life has been, sir, मतलब मैं समझ सकता हूँ, हम लोग पीछे मुड़के देखते हैं boards, चलो ठीक है, this that, but उस moment में ना आपको लगता है कि मेरे life की जो train है, वो derail हो गई है, right? Like अब मेरे को पता नहीं next क्या है, उसके next क्या है?
So I think students are very happy exam नहीं दे रहे.
They're very happy. True.
एंड पेरेंट्स आर अनहैप्पी, इतना खर्चा किया, ट्यूशन क्लास भेजा.
राइट. सरकार ने बोला कोरोना वायरस खत्म.
बट आई विल टेल यू समथिंग, देयर इज अ फियर ऑफ एग्जामिनेशन व्हिच हैज बीन रिमूव्ड.
राइट.
सो हम यहां पे, आपने बहुत अच्छा पॉइंट बताया कि फियर जो है ना, कहीं ना कहीं बचपन से डाला गया है. आई डोंट नो, इट्स एग्जामिनेशन फियर, इट्स फियर ऑफ रिलेशनशिप, फियर ऑफ यू नो जॉब नॉट डूइंग वेरी वेल, फियर ऑफ ए करियर. क्यों हम ऐसा करते हैं? So coming back, you know, fear nikalne ke liye, you know, the best thing to do is that don't worry about your future. Just take it by stride. So abhi dekho, sarkar ne 12th ka announcement kiya hai. So I tell, you know, my academician friends also. I'm a teacher, by the way. So I take examinations.
Right.
You know, one of the things I always say, there's a difference between assessment and examination.
Hmm.
So what are the difference, okay? Suppose you studied something. आपको कितना समझा, ये तो एसेस करना टीचर की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है. बट हमारे यहाँ पे क्या होता है, एग्जामिनेशन पैटर्न इज अबाउट दैट वन डे 3 hours वेयर योर मेमोरी इज एक्चुअली टेस्टेड. सो दैट फियर कि आई मे नॉट बी एबल टू रिप्रोड्यूस द स्किल दैट इज रिक्वायर्ड इन द 3 hours एक्चुअली इज द प्रॉब्लम. सो इनफैक्ट देयर इज अ जोक व्हिच सेज, यू नो, बिफोर द एग्जाम्स आई वॉज वाइज, आई रिमेंबर्ड एवरीथिंग. आफ्टर द एग्जाम्स आई एम वाइज, बट ड्यूरिंग द एग्जाम्स आई एम अदरवाइज. तो जो फियर है
right.
वो एग्जाम का नहीं है. yeah. वो फियर ये होता है कि वो टाइम पे अगर मेरे को अच्छे मार्क्स नहीं मिले. अनफॉर्चुनेट, इट्स ऑल अबाउट कंपैरिजन एंड कंपटीशन. सो यू नो, मुन्ना को कितना मार्क मिला और तन्नू को कितना मार्क मिला और तुम कप्पू को कुछ नहीं मिला. दिस इज हॉरिबल. इट्स अ सोशल स्टिग्मा अबाउट एग्जामिनेशन. बट लेट मी टेल यू अबाउट एग्जामिनेशन गेटिंग कैंसल. लेट मी टेल यू फाइनली, ओके, फाइनली व्हाट्स गोइंग टू हैपन. इवन इफ यू गेट गुड मार्क्स, the life is not about being academically brilliant.
Mm.
It's whether you are upgraded and then you are performing at every stage of your life. I was a very average student. Let me tell you this, okay? So, agar main pass ho jata tha, like, wow, or I used to get some good marks, so it was a celebration.
Mm.
But today, when I look back in my school or in my college, you know, those people who excelled, you know, they are just average. So, academically brilliant hona zaruri hai, but wo sab kuch nahi hai. So my thing is, 12th exam nahi ho raha, but you know, there are bigger exams of life.
Hmm.
How do you deal with your boss?
Hmm.
How do you deal with your wife? Hmm. How do you deal with your in-laws?
Right.
How do you deal with your career? How do you deal with your, you know, success? By the way, there's a big problem. How to deal with your success?
Hmm.
People are talking about how to deal with failures.
Hmm.
Think about it. You know, you're such a famous guy. Tomorrow something happens wrong, you have to manage your success.
Absolutely.
It's a perception management. So I think 12th standard exams ho rahe nahi ho rahe, take it, you know, by the study. You never know, they may just still be going to re-examine it.
Right.
They'll be ready for that also.
Right.
And the point is that, you know, okay, after this what?
Right.
So the question is that, you know, let's prepare for the 12th standard beyond 12th standard.
कि लंबी रस्सी पकड़ो, ये तो छोटी रस्सी है, एग्जाम आएंगे जाएंगे पता नहीं कब होंगे, लंबी रस्सी है कि तुम सीख क्या रहे हो, किस डायरेक्शन में मूव कर रहे हो, लाइक फोकस ऑन दैट. इज दैट व्हाट यू आर सेइंग? एम आई अंडरस्टैंडिंग यू प्रॉपर्ली?
एब्सोल्युटली, बिकॉज़ लाइफ इज एन एग्जाम, नॉट जस्ट 12th स्टैंडर्ड एज एन एग्जाम.
राइट, लाइफ इज, फोकस ऑन लाइफ एज एन एग्जाम, फोकस ऑन लाइफ एज एन एग्जाम.
एग्जैक्टली
राइट.
और आपके अलग अलग टीचर होंगे हर सब्जेक्ट के लिए. बिजनेस कर रहे हो तो आपको एक बिजनेस टीचर मिल जाएगा.
राइट.
आप यू नो शादी कर रहे हो तो तभी भी आपको जरूरत पड़ेगी कि यू नो यू विल हैव समबडी हु विल टीच यू हाउ टू हैव अ सक्सेसफुल मैरिज. इट्स नॉट इजी.
इट्स नॉट इजी
इन स्पेशली इन आवर इंडियन कल्चर. इट्स नॉट टू पीपल गेटिंग मैरिड, इट्स टू फैमिलीज कमिंग टुगेदर.
राइट. इट्स यस, इट इज वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम व्हाट मैरिजेस लुक लाइक अदरवाइज. दो लोग हैं अपना अलग रह रहे हैं. या सब हेलो हाय. राइट. सो इट्स एन अफेयर. राइट. इट्स अ फेस्टिवल. And that festival is a union of people. I was speaking to Acharya Prashant karke, a spiritual teacher recently, and he made this point very clear to me. He was like, hum log baat karte hain career tak, young youth se. We never talk about what happens once you start getting into relationships that you cannot just back out of easily. Wo ek alag hi level ki management hai, aur us pe dhyan dena, wo samajna, family start karna is a huge responsibility. And tab se I decided, I was like, I'm going to slowly start talking about that part of life as well. Where how do you manage a relationship जिसमें रोज की खींचाता नहीं हो सकती है. यू लिव टुगेदर, इट्स नॉट इजी लिविंग टुगेदर, यू नो. बट थैंक यू सो मच डॉक्टर पिल्लई, दिस हैज बीन एब्सोल्युटली फैंटास्टिक. आपसे बात करके बहुत मजा आया. मैं आपको दोबारा परेशान करूंगा, एक दिन दोबारा कॉन्वर्सेशन करेंगे.
नहीं नहीं, मैं आपको एक वर्ड ऑफ एप्रिसिएशन दूं.
हाँ जी बताओ.
यू इम्प्रेस मी अ लॉट विद द बुक्स इन योर बैकग्राउंड.
बस ये तो सर, ये तो मेरी बुक्स की एप्रिसिएशन है. मेरे को लगा मेरे को करने वाले. नहीं नहीं, थैंक यू सो मच.
याद रखिएगा,
हाँ,
your background is not just a show off, you know.
Right.
I can see this, it's not like decorative books.
Right.
I'm sure you know the way it has been arranged, you know, you read it, you are a lover of books, because your persona somewhere reflects about the kind of a thinker that you are.
Right.
The kind of a knowledge seeker that you are, you know. So you can see the Chanakya in the background.
Right, right, right.
So that's my personality. So I can clearly look at this and say that you have a thirst for knowledge.
Right.
You have a thirst for wisdom. And you know, you've been one of the most wonderful persons that I have met. I'm looking forward to see you in person also very soon.
That would be absolutely amazing, sir. You are absolutely one of the most charming speakers I have seen on the Indian YouTube space. I'm looking forward to the next few books that you put out. Thank you so much for sparing time.
Happy to help wherever I can. The generation requires big thinking, biggest thinking. And together we'll do it again and again and again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.